Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
No more shame, says the Lord. God bless you, Carl. No more shame. No more shame. No more shame. No more shame. Maya kapa rabadaya. Pray in tongues a little bit wherever you are. If you don't pray in tongues yet, begin to worship God for what he's about to do. Just if you have not started praying in tongues, too. But if you pray in tongues, I want it to make it a little bit solider. Make it a little bit solid. Cook up something. Cook up something because you're about to receive a word. Such as have never been seen. Such as no one has ever shared. Shemenegede ruaya. Maluande Rianosha, Maluande Rianosha, Meruanda Rianosha, Ragadadadadadadada, Ruba Shakata, as you are praying in tongues, the power of God is entering your family. It's entering your family. 1 minute, 30 seconds. Ragazagadalaba. Anybody that is under the bondage of Satan, your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, Shaya gada da 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 da, ragada leba ragada leba ruaya, Eriana gada da 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 da, Shamana gada, hey, Yagabo sagaba, Shubeda gada leba, Shumana gaba yagaba, Shubeda da 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 da. Somebody's breaking through already. You are breaking through already. Yagada da da da. There's an envoy of angels being sent to your family right now. He has shaken the foundations of your home, shaking the foundations of your family, shaking the foundations of your life. Shemana gada da 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 da. Esubara gada da 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 da. Zia papa papa. Shekene papa papa. Eya ya, eya ya, eya ya, eya ya, eya ya, eya ya. Wherever you are, pray. Wherever you are, pray now.
Eya ya. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya,
hey, hey ya, 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 of record of the misfortunes of the family about to wipe it away.
20 days of glory this year is family deliverance, family transformation. Everybody has to encounter it. The fire will come from you and hit every other person. Light is breaking forth upon families. Never will it be said that only one person is raising their head. No way, no way. Many heads will be raised for glory. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. It's a family affair tonight. Hey, Yadaba. Every family will receive a touch. Every family must receive a touch. You can never be like this. 20 days of glory, 2020. He said, but thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. You are my glory. You are my glory. Sir, when God is your glory, no devil can stop you. He said, thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. The kind of lifting that no man will be able to take glory for. That kind of lifting is breaking forth upon your family in the name of Jesus. Sit up if you can. We have been praying for the past 20 days. The cloud has gathered. The rain is beginning to pour. The cloud has gathered. The rain is beginning to pour. It is so serious that those who are around this vicinity, the atmosphere will be created and capture them in glory. Everywhere, anyone who can believe, any person who can believe and say, I believe it. Meneko Shakapaya. The man saw Jesus do wonders. And Jesus said, man, if you can believe. He said, Jesus, I believe. Help my unbeliever. Every unbeliever that is setting you up to abort your testimony, I declare it is erased from your life in the name of Jesus. Listen, child of God. By new birth, you have been called to a life of glory. That you are born again is certificate of glory. But Satan will not allow certain people to step into their glory. Because the Bible says in John chapter 10 verse 10 that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Salvation is a passport that guarantees a life of unlimited glory. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, he says, all things have become new. How come there are certain people that are living as a shadow of themselves? How come there are people who are not manifesting that glory? Why men slept, the enemy came. Why men slept, the enemy came. When men were not aware of their identity, Satan gave them a new identity. Every identity that is not ordained by God, that Satan has put upon anyone and any family, I declare from henceforth, you will not see that identity again in the name of Jesus. Your identity in Christ Jesus be magnified before your eyes in the name of Jesus. Salvation is the pathway to God's good treasure. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are what? Passed away. Shame passed away. Pain passed away. Disease passed away. For while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for the ungodly. The death of Jesus cannot be in vain, sir. The death of Jesus cannot be in vain, sir. Any person's life that is making it look like a particular thing is reproaching you so much. By the blood of Jesus, by the death of Jesus and his resurrection, I declare, receive light in the name of Jesus. By new birth, no child of God is permitted to live a life of shame. No child of God. How come this daughter of Abraham is bound these 12 years? He was surprising to Jesus. It was a surprise to Jesus. How come? How? By the covenant that this woman has, she shouldn't be bent like this. For 12 years, that woman was bent. She could not raise her head. Whoever has been bent in your finances, bent in your academics, bent in your career, bent in your family, bent in your decisions, I declare today, there is a God who straightens the destinies of men. The God who straightens and rearranges everything. He's straightening up everything in the name of Jesus. The new creation is a child of God. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God. In other words, God gives birth. God gives birth. The child of a king cannot be a slave. Oh, it only becomes a slave when he loses his identity. I never seen it. In fact, Solomon said in one of the mysteries I've seen, how can kings be walking barefooted, princes and slaves riding on horses? He said it's a mystery. Whatever kind of unnecessary, inconveniencing, life-threatening sickness, disease, affliction that Satan has put upon your family, that after 30 years, after everybody has gathered their money, there are some of you now who are spending all your money to pray for your mother's health, your father's health, your sister's health. I declare, enough is enough in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, enough is enough. Shout it, enough is enough. Say, Satan, get out of my family. Get out of my home. Get out of my finance. Get out of my life. I cast you, get out. By new birth, the authority of Jesus was vested on you. Behold, I give unto you power. Was not talking to pastors, prophets, apostles alone. He's talking to all. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. When they lay hands on the sick, it will recover. If they drink a deadly thing, it will not hurt them. Why? It's saying that the new creation has an immunity. Everyone, whatever has taken your immunity off you, whatever has blinded your eyes to your immunity clause, in this calling as a child of God, I declare 20 days of glory reveals your identity to you in the name of Jesus. How come this daughter of Abraham is bound this way? He was surprising to you. How? Where? How manage? He said she was bound by Satan. She was bent by Satan. Satan is the bender of destinies. Satan is the bender of lives. Jesus said, I have come that they will have life and have it abundantly. That abundant life that many are enjoying now that they are alive, not waiting till they get to heaven. You have entered it in the name of Jesus. I say, take your share of abundant life. Enjoy your share of abundant life. Enjoy your share of abundant life in the name of Jesus. By this, he has given us great and precious exceeding promises. Exceeding great and precious promises. Calling us to a life of glory and virtue. And how did that come about? He said, through the knowledge of Jesus. Sir, salvation, the knowledge of Jesus, knowing who Jesus is, allowing him into your life, and standing as a new creation is a guarantee passport for a life of limitless glory. So you cannot sit down there and watch Satan rip off your family of everything. You cannot watch every heart and money of your life go on one issue. Never. What an insult over the destinies of men. I speak and address that situation that has embarrassed you, that has put you where you ought not to be. I declare today it is rolled away in the name of Jesus. Know ye not that you are the temple of God? By new creation you become the temple of God, God's house. Satan is not permitted to play around God's house. This is your house. Say, Jesus, this is your house. Holy Ghost, this is your home. Say it, Holy Ghost, this is your home. Satan is not permitted here. My life is your dwelling place. I have made my life your dwelling place. No devil is permitted to embarrass a child of God. If you do not know your right, you will be abused, insulted, messed up. And that's why you must know your right to roll away shame. There are certain dimensions you just come, no, not me. There are certain dreams you will have. Imagine Satan showing you a dream and you are seeing that dream every time. You will try to climb up and you will be dragged back and you wake up and you are crying. What? Devil, you will never see my tears again after 20 days of glory. You will never see my tears again. You will hear my roar. You will roar like a lion. You will say, devil, get out! Listen. Only those with a lion's heart can get a lion's share. If you sit like a coward, the devil will finish you. You are beating the devil and say, I don't want to make noise about Satan so that he will not get angry. He's already angry. Before you were born, he was angry. Your gentility cannot pacify the anger of Satan. It is your ferocious, tenacious, violent nature. He will see and he will say, these ones know who they are. And that's why Daniel said, they that know their God. Can't you see how people who know their God mesmerize the devil? Mess up the devil. From today, I declare, your hunger to know God will skyrocket in the name of Jesus. I say your hunger to know him more will skyrocket in the name of Jesus. You are a child of God. You are called to a life of glory. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. He says he has taken us out of darkness. Colossians 1 13. Let's read a few scriptures and we pray tonight. We'll go home. Tomorrow is another day. Are you being blessed already? If I close this service now, people are already blessed. You see, no devil can stop you. I have vowed my life from the beginning of this year. I didn't start my prayer 40 days to 20 days of glory. Never. It's over 100 and something days. I vowed that certain devils must die over people's destiny. That this year, they are not permitted to cross again. This year, these 20 days, I have put the battle line of the blood of Jesus. As about beer die, you should cross. That's where I am. When you see when I pray my prayer, we can be gentle. This one is gentle. Satan, I cross your head. That's how we deal with him. When you settle that in the secret and you come in the public, he knows that these ones are not joking. May your presence in 20 of glory not be taken by a joke for a joke for by Satan. May he not look at you as somebody joking. Listen, there are some of you you came to the Satan and saying, I know you soon get tired. You will look back and say, me? You don't know who you are. The person that entered this gate and the person going out, they are very different. Sir, just the atmosphere created here will not permit you to go back the same way. If you try to go back the same way, your dream this night, you see me, I'll be flogging you. Wake up and fulfill your destiny. Wake up and move forward. It cannot be permitted. Mediocrity can never be permitted. You cannot be a liability to your family. You can't be a liability to the Church of Jesus Christ. Everyone appearing in Zion, they move from what? Glory to glory. And I declare you are moving from glory to glory. I say you are moving from glory to glory. You are moving from favor to favor. You are moving from one level to another level. In glory in the name of Jesus. Glory means renown, honor, magnificence, beauty. Kai, when you see a light that is beautiful, when you see a splendor, you say glory. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? You see something that is extraordinary, that is glittering, that is shining, say, wow, glory, glory. That when we say glory, you are exclaiming to something that has splendor. Something that is beautiful. That is the kind of life God has planned for us, sir. And we are not permitted to live anything less. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you here, your fathers and mothers have lived the less. As I am, in the next generation, by the time we begin to talk about some things, the people in our children's church, what the children will be hearing, you hear them, they say, Daryl now will come and say, I never suffered in my life. I've never suffered in my life. Who don't learn any? If somebody stood for you, that's what you'll be saying now, but where will you know sufferings? You'll be wake up and say, I've never suffered in my life. I've never had to struggle like that. That's what you'll be saying. Nobody ever drove me from school because of school fees. That's what you'll be saying. But me, I still, I say, I came out. Came out. Somebody was fighting one dimension. He conquered and brought us to a level. I am very, my father stood and ensured that where he was, where he stopped, is not just where we were. We took a leap from where he stopped. He made up his mind. And that's why I'm saying 20 days of glory. If you do not love yourself, love your children. You will see your unborn children in your body. They are moving. Men, they are in your loins. Ladies, they are in your womb. And you will say, what I saw in this life, you will never see the kind of things I saw. Only glory is what you will be seeing. There's a plan. Somebody say there's a plan. The plan to ensure that they will never see the things we saw. The Egyptians we saw, they will hear the story of Egyptians. They will not know Egyptians. By new birth, you have been called. Did you put that scripture for me? Say, but good first Peter. He said, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveys us into the kingdom of his word. Son, kingdom of his word. That brightness is glory. They are coming to your glory. The Bible says the queen of Sheba saw the glory. The queen of Sheba saw the glory of Solomon. And she did what? She fainted. How many of you have entered certain places? Maybe you were permitted to enter the house of somebody that is very renowned. And by the time you were looking at the flowers, it was as if the flowers were talking. Just flowers planted in a person's house. So designed, so decorated, taken care of. You were looking at your wonder that, you were looking for dust. You did not know there was dust around. The same city where some other people are in sweat, another person is constantly 24 hours. They say, fuel. I don't know that. Say, has it increased? Because the person doesn't go to buy a filling station. They fill up. The filling station fill up. They pay every end of the month. They pay every end of the month. So they'll just drive in there and they pay end of the month. That is the same place. Another person sweating. Sweat. Unnecessary sweat that is not permitted. I declare you will never have that kind of sweat in the name of Jesus. The opposite of glory is called shame. Somebody say shame. That is the opposite of what? Glory. And you are not permitted to see shame. Look at yourself. Say, I'm not permitted to see shame. In my life, I am not permitted to know shame. My children are not permitted to know shame. I, Mavis, will wipe away shame from my family permanently. Anything that looks like shame, I receive grace. I receive power. I receive fire. To violently drive Satan out of my family. I didn't hear you say out of my family. Yes. You are not permitted. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. Look at what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. But we all with unveiled faces, beholding as it were the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image. From what? Glory to what? Glory. Just as by the Spirit of the Lord. The assignment of the Holy Ghost is to bring you from a life of glory to what? Glory. With unveiled faces, we are beholding. These 20 days will be beholding. By the time you are beheld enough of that glory, you look and look and look. Have you ever seen what it looks like when you look directly at the sun for a long time? The sun almost blinds you, is that not? When you look down, it's as if you are not seeing anything. You know what that explains to you? That the glory of the sun is greater in its dimension to the glory of where you are. Can I explain what that means? So Moses went to the mountain. And when he got to the mountain, he looked unto God so much. The glory was heavy. He came and he looked at men. They could not stand his face. That means the dimension of glory that he came back with cannot be compared to the dimension of glory that those people were operating. After these 20 days of glory, there is a way your family will look at you like this. They will say, what? I prophesy in the name of Jesus. That kind of testimony is just in the name of Jesus. With open faces, beholding as it were in a mirror, the glory of God. I behold Jesus. I behold Jesus. Somebody say, I see Jesus. Can you say, I see Jesus? I can't hear you. There's an echo that I want to hear here. I see Jesus. Can you say it? I see Jesus. I see Jesus. I see Jesus. In my finance, I see Jesus. In my family, I see Jesus. Everywhere I go, I see Jesus. Somebody shout, Jesus. God's desire is to move you from glory to glory. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 3 said, after you have suffered a while, he will establish you. 1 Peter chapter 2. Can you put it on the screen? Very, very fast. I'm about wrapping up now. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. Therefore, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter 2? Is it 1 Peter 2? But you are a what? Chosen generation. A royal, a holy, God's own special. Listen to me. Salvation and new birth. This is where it brought you to. Don't allow any situation change this thing. Don't allow any challenge change it. Don't allow any crisis change it. May crisis not bring you out of your seat of honor. You cannot leave your seat of honor because of crisis. You stay on your throne and command crisis to disappear. Are you hearing what I'm saying, child of God? Your position in Christ Jesus is what guarantees you the right to speak to crisis. We are seated together with him. We are in heavenly place. That is the place of glory. Anybody that is not there is living in shame, no matter how wealthy. It's not a money issue now. It's more than money. Glory produces wealth. Glory produces divine health. Do you know the kind of glory that they put rod inside the holy of, inside the Ark of Covenant, and they put bread? For how many years the bread could not expire? It did not. You buy bread in your house and leave it for 1 month and see how everything muko will surround it. But inside the Ark of Covenant was what? The glory of God. The Bible says anytime Israel was about to get direction, Moses would step out and he would shout, "Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Arise to the thousands of the children of Israel. Arise from your dwelling place." And the Ark of Covenant, they will carry it. As soon as they do that, all of a sudden, this is not story. If their physical eyes, a pillar of cloud will just show in front of them. At night, that pillar of cloud will move behind them and become fire. Sir, you may not be seeing that power physically, but that cloud is around you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? One of the things I want to challenge you of tonight is don't be intimidated by any devil. Don't be intimidated by any devil. God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. He has given us the spirit of power, love, and what? Sound mind. You hear a voice telling you, I'm sorry. That's how you say, shut up, don't tell me sorry. I don't need your sorry. I was not born to be pitied. I was designed to be envied. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Let it be your new mindset. Tell your neighbor, my new mindset is a mindset of glory. Only glory. Anything less than that is never my portion. Yes? So because of the things that you see, you want to get discouraged. I can never be discouraged. That shame is rolled away in the name of Jesus. Sir, shame is humiliation, misfortune, anguish, disgrace. That is what shame is. Shame and disgrace are negative forces that disorganize the life of a person and destabilizes their emotion. It has the ability to disappoint you and often put you in the place of anxiety. It brings you to the place of low self-esteem. Have you seen a person where they drive you out of a particular street and park your load outside? Whenever you walk around that street, how do you walk? You bow your head. That's shame. Embarrassing situations that have moved from extra year to extra, extra, extra. Sir, it is becoming shameful. A situation lingering. Somebody has appeared to you, and after they have proposed to you, posted it on Facebook, all of a sudden they said it will not hold again. I'm not interested. Hiya! Shame. It destabilizes people. There are certain people that will go into depression immediately. Some people will kill themselves. And it is the plan of Satan to bring that kind of shame to people's destiny. Shame. Unemployment that makes you beg money. Begging. Urgent 2K. Now the person you are collecting from 2K from, it's as if the person too needs 2K. There's a problem. That's shame. It's shameful. It's a shameful thing to call them and say, I need money, send money. And they say, we too, we need money. If you have, send to us. It's a shame. There are many people like that. The parents call from home and say, send money. There's a dimension of glory that will come upon you. When you are sending the money, you will wipe away their shame and their tears. And it will never be a burden for you. There are certain parents here under the sound of my voice. The kind of shame that the family, the people before you saw, God said to tell you that the way they ended, Satan is beginning to bring that picture to you. And God said to tell you, you will never end like that. I didn't hear you. I said, you will never end like that. Sickness that has become embarrassing in the public. Embarrassing in the public. You are just embarrassed. So embarrassing, you cannot talk about it. That's shame. And that's the plan of Satan. Nakedness brings shame. Nakedness. In the dream, nakedness. Ah, yeah. You look at yourself and you're wondering, what is this? What is this? Why am I like this? And usually, sometimes Satan orchestrates things because the spiritual overrides the physical. Is that not? Some of these things are cooked from the pit of hell. But sir, we are more spiritual. We control the spiritual. If I see a dream I don't like, I change it. I don't cry. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Any dream you have this season, see, if you are in the midst of the glory, you can still see the kind of dream you were seeing before. You know what God is trying to tell you? I'm showing you so that you can talk now. I've been waiting for you to talk. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Instead of you say, ah, I saw myself again. I was naked. I was walking around the street. You wake up and say, I saw myself. I was gallant, marching down in glory, in power and honor. For Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope. Christ in me. Christ in me. Is it not the same thing we're shouting and over? Different people came to testify. Just shouting Christ in me. Pains jump and left their body. Shouting Christ in me. Sicknesses and diseases. Just shouting it. We have not even carried the gun to Satan's ground. Just announcing, sharpening our gun. He was already running mad. Christ in me. The hope of glory. You are going out through the week and Satan is saying, shut up. Christ in me. The hope of glory. He said, are you sure you're going to get that job? The way you did the interview, you did not do well. He said, shut up. Christ in me, the hope of glory. He said, are you sure you're going to pass? The way I'm seeing it, he did not say anything. Said, shut up. Christ in me, the hope. As you're walking home, that symptom of that sickness just shows on your leg. And then we say, ah, he's there, he's there. He said, Christ in me, the hope of glory. He said, ah, what killed other people? Can you see the picture? He said, can't. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Rise up on your feet tonight. Rise up on your feet. You have started the journey of glory. I say you have started the journey of glory. By new birth, you started the journey of glory. No devil will truncate that journey. I say no devil will truncate that journey. Whatever represents shame within and around your life, today it is wiped off in the name of Jesus. As you are standing, we're going to pray. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 6:26. We will pray. As I travel, I will bring forth. As I travel, I will bring forth. As I travel, I will bring forth. I am a Kabarabadash. As I travel, I will bring forth. As I travel, I will bring forth. Samanagabaya Kabarabadash. As I travel, I will bring forth. Don't be in a hurry to check your phone. Somebody listening to me. By the time you get home, a testimony is waiting for you already. As I travel, I will bring forth. 1 Samuel 17, verse 26. A David is about to rise in your family. And you are that David. Everybody, can we read it together? One to go. Then David spoke to the man who stood by him, saying, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from what? In other words, Israel was in reproach. The army of God was in reproach. David saw it and he said, is this Israel that people hear of you? Israel has not entered. They just hear their voice and they are running. Is it not the same Israel that Balak saw and he said the shout of a king is in their midst? Is it not the same Israel that they said, who can curse the one that God has blessed? All of a sudden, whatever happened, happened, and there was a reproach. One Goliath will stand in your family and say, nothing will happen here. Today, David's arising, mantles are falling, and you are slaying that Goliath in the name of Jesus. You are slaying that Goliath in the name of Jesus. I said that Goliath is coming now in the name of Jesus. This is the last time that situation will arise in your family where they will be gathering everybody for one issue. The last time. What shall be done to the man that will take away the reproach? You know what I saw as I was studying this in the afternoon? I was studying and I saw like a clothes, old clothes being rolled away. And God said, speak to my people that I will roll away the reproach. Kai, you will pray. Are you ready to pray? Everything that looks like a reproach within and around my family, today I stand as a child of God and I declare that reproach
is rolled away.
Listen, reproach is anything that causes shame, embarrassing situation. Situation that has lingered so much that people are beginning to ask you questions. You don't even know how to give them answer. That one that makes you run away from where the street, where everybody is. You try to just pass another street. That is an embarrassing situation. That situation that makes it uncomfortable for you to shine your light and become what God has called you to be. You are wiping away that reproach tonight. Is somebody ready to pray tonight? Are you sure you are ready to pray tonight? Can you lift up your voice and say, dear Father, tonight I declare everything that looks like shame and reproach within and around my family, tonight the reproach is rolled away. It's rolled away. It's rolled away. It's rolled away. Can you pray aggressively? Can you pray aggressively? Can you pray aggressively? Shaya ga 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 ga. Some families are in debt. They have borrowed money and borrowed and borrowed. Borrowed to pay rent. Borrowed to pay house bill. Borrowed to pay NEPA bill. Shaya.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.